USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. He's heard from the president. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tells Martha McCallum in an exclusive interview on Fox News, President Trump has reached out by phone.
I know he's going to stand by me. He called me this afternoon and said he's standing by me.
Brett Kavanaugh sitting down with his wife Ashley saying he's never assaulted anyone.
I'm a good person. I've led a good life. I've tried to do a lot of good for a lot of people. I am not perfect. I know that. None of us is perfect. I'm not perfect, but I've never, never done anything like this. I know I'm telling the truth. I know my lifelong record, and I'm not going to let false accusations drive me out of this process. I have faith in God, and I have faith in the fairness of the American people. America is about fairness and hearing from both sides. I didn't do this or anything resembling this. This is wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Continuing our coverage now of the Kavanaugh confirmation, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Capitol Hill, furious with how the Kavanaugh family being treated.
A good and honorable man and his family are receiving death threats. They're the subject of smears and are facing Senate Democrats who say he has no presumption of innocence because they don't agree with his judicial philosophy.
McConnell says regardless of what goes on Thursday, there will be a vote.
Judge Kavanaugh will be voted on here on the Senate floor, up or down. On the Senate floor, this fine nominee to the Supreme Court will receive a vote in this Senate in the near future.
And McConnell not happy with the left.
Democrats have signaled for months they'd put on whatever performance the far left special interests demanded and throw all the mud they could manufacture. Well, it's not like they didn't warn us, but even by the far left's standards, this shameful, shameful smear campaign has hit a new low.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Senators on the left want the Kavanaugh confirmation vote delayed, but Majority Whip Steve Scalise says Democrats up to their same old tricks. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein is calling on the Senate to hit pause on Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination in the wake of the new allegation of sexual misconduct. Congressman Steve Scalise joined Fox Business, though, and said this is all just a delay tactic.
Well, their tactic's been delay and resist from the very beginning, and you know that they don't want anybody that Donald Trump brings forward to be on the Supreme Court. So it's not about Judge Kavanaugh in the broader sense. It's about stopping Donald Trump from being able to put anybody on the Supreme Court. But he was elected, and part of the reason Donald Trump was elected is because he promised that he would put constitutionalists on the Supreme Court, not liberal activists.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Turning now to news out of the UN General Assembly meeting in New York City, President Trump appears to be looking toward having a second summit with the leader of North Korea. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
President Trump saying while in New York City,
relationships are very good with North Korea.
The president also saying a second meeting with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, could be coming soon.
As you know, Kim Jong-un wrote a letter, a beautiful letter, asking for a second meeting, and we will be doing that.
Trump's first summit with Kim was in Singapore last June. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.